SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Tech Smart Girls creating innovation to tackle social issues, and later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
We're taking justice to the people of Jamaica.
JPs from Eastern Jamaica, it's your turn to attend the regional launch of Training for Justices of the Peace, Thursday, May 4, 8:30 a.m. at the Anglican Church in Port Antonio, Portland. Come and be informed about a range of issues, including the services of the Legal Aid Council. That's the Eastern Jamaica JPs Training for Portland, St. Thomas and St. Mary, Thursday, May 4 at the Anglican Church in Port Antonio, Portland. Contact your custos for more information.
A message from the Ministry of Justice.
Nearly 100 females from Jamaica participated in a regional hackathon to celebrate Girls in Information and Communications Technology ICT Day on April 27, organized by the International Telecommunications Union, ITU. The young women were drawn from 15 secondary and tertiary institutions, and the event saw them competing for attractive prizes and raising awareness of social issues including domestic violence, cyberbullying, sexual assault, child abuse, sustainable development, and climate change. The day's happenings locally were organized by a group of female consultants in Jamaica through joint partnership between Cotton Tree Consulting and Change Makers Development Limited. Similar activities were held simultaneously in Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago. Principal consultant for Cotton Tree Consulting, Bridget Lewis, notes that the hackathon gave participants an opportunity to play a more direct role in the IT creation to consumption process.
We decided that this would have been a great opportunity for women, for girls and young women, to not just be consumers of technology, but to actually create technology. The idea of a hackathon came up when my colleague Nicole Peter-Patterson and I went to visit with a team from the International Telecoms Union to talk about initiatives that they had on the horizon, specifically as it relates to the economic empowerment opportunities for women. And they suggested that one of the things that we could do was to stage an event in celebration of International Girls in ICT Day. It happens worldwide in a number of different countries under their patronage.
The annual Girls in ICT Day observance encourages girls to consider careers in the growing field of ICT, enabling technology companies to reap the benefits of greater female participation in the sector. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, who was on site to admire the work of the participants, gave the government's full endorsement of the initiative.
I want to use the opportunity to encourage more females to get involved in ICT. ICT is the new frontier as it relates to economic growth and development, and it's very critical for women to state their claim and to contribute to economic development, not only nationally but internationally.
He said the government will continue to introduce and support programs to encourage Jamaicans to integrate ICT in their daily lives. To date, more than 240,000 girls and young women have taken part in more than 7,200 celebrations of Girls in ICT Day in 160 countries worldwide. Did you know that Jamaica is on track to achieve Goal 1, Outcome 2 of our National Development Plan? Yes, Jamaicans of all ages are receiving world-class education and training. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Time now for a child protection tip. Help your child to be proud of who he or she is. Children must learn that they are wonderfully made, one of a kind, and born for a great purpose. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.